Good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to Luke chapter 10. We're going to read from verse 25 to 37.
请大家打开圣经，翻到路加福音第十章二十五节。
Let me read it to you in English first.
我们先用英文读。
Luke chapter 10, verse 25 onwards. And behold, a lawyer stood up to him to the test, stood up to put him to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live. But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? He said, The one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, You go, do likewise.
路加福音第十章二十五节，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说：“夫子，我该怎么做？我该做什么才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样的呢？”他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意。”爱主你的神，又要爱人舍如自己。耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。”那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”耶稣回答说：“有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去了他的衣裳，把他打了个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一位祭司从这条路下来。”看见他就从那边过去，又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到这里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出2000银子来，交给店主，说：“你去也照应他。”此外所费用，我回来必还你。你这3个人，哪一个是落在强盗中的邻舍呢？他说：“是怜悯他的。”耶稣说：“你去照样行吧。
”Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, I pray that Lord that Your glory may be revealed even right now.
神啊。愿你的荣光向我们显现。
That your glory may be revealed as we read your word, as we learn from you, as we study your word, Lord.
你的荣光向我们显现，在我们读你的话语的时候，在我们思念你的话语的时候。
I pray for the Holy Spirit to work in our lives, even at this point in time.
我们祷告，让圣灵在我们心中做工，就在此时做工。
Pray for the Holy Spirit that he will Make us understand, help us to learn and convict our hearts and our lives from sin.
圣灵啊，就求你在我们心中做工，让我们都看清我们的罪。
Commit all this in Jesus' name.
这一切都交在耶稣的手中。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me begin by asking you a question.
那么我一开始想问大家一个问题。
Now imagine yourself as you're walking along the streets. When you see someone in need of help, will you help him?
如果你在大街上行走，你看见一个人需要帮助，你会不会帮他？
You know, what if it's someone shabby looking, someone who's not really, you know, looking very nicely?
如果这个人衣着很破烂，他确实是很不好看。
Do we bother?
那我们会不会停下来？
Or perhaps would it be worth the inconvenience, especially if we are in a hurry?
特别是如果我们着急的时候，你觉得这是不是值得呢？
You know, these are some questions that may be helpful for us to think about, especially when we consider what the Bible said about doing good and helping others as believers.
那么这样的问题呢，是会让我们对我们思想来说有很有帮助。圣经是怎么说的？圣经教导我们怎么样做善事，怎么样帮助别人。
You know, this afternoon's passage on the parable of the Good Samaritan, as the title suggests, will hopefully give us some perspective on it.
那么今天这段经文就是撒玛利亚人的这一段经文啊，也许会帮助我们啊有更好的看见。
This is a rather well-known parable that I'm sure most of us, even our children, have read through numerous times and know a lot about it, right?
那么这段经文大家应该很熟悉，特别就是孩子们也读过很多遍，是不是？
Most of us who have read it would know that it teaches us about good works.
那么多数人看到这段经文就会想啊，这是主要我们做善功。
But because it is so well known, sometimes we may tend to overlook some things in this passage.
尽管这大家都很熟悉，但是我们有时候也许会忽略这个信息的某些部分。
You know, the I don't know what the title is in Chinese, but in my English Bible, in each section of each chapter, or even in each section, there's a title on top, and my title says the parable of the Good Samaritan.
那我不知道啊，中文上怎么说的，但是在英文上呢是好撒玛利亚人的比喻。我想我们的中文呢也是这么说的这一段经文。
But if you think about this, is this passage really just about this Samaritan guy?
那么你想想，这一段经文是不是就是这个撒玛利亚人的事儿？
The title of each section in the Bible sometimes can be misleading as to suggest that this is the only focus. But I hope to expound more on what the issue is at hand here.
那么圣经呢，有些段落是有这个提醒的，这个题目呢，这个题目有时候大家会可能被误导，因为觉得哦，这段经文就是去关心这些事的，但是实际上不是的。我希望今天的讲到呢，把这个面给大家打开一些。
As such, let us consider, as we consider this parable, let us examine some of the questions of this that this parable poses.
在我们思想这段经文的时候，让我们仔细看这里边的问题又是怎么问的，问给谁的。
First question, let us consider.This question, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
那么第一个让我们想一想，那么这个问题就是说我该做什么才能承受永生。
Second question, who is my neighbor?
第二个问题呢就是谁是我的邻舍呢？
And finally, who is the good neighbor?
最后一个就是谁才是一个好邻舍呢？
Now I didn't make up these questions because these questions is in this passage, in this parable.
那么这些问题呢，不是我想出来的，在这个经文里，这三个问题都有。
So, let's talk about it. First question: What must I do to inherit eternal life?
那么，让我们思想第一个问题，就是说我该做什么才能承受永生？
What does verse 25 tells us? It says it begins by telling us that a lawyer stood up to put Jesus to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
那么第二十五节就是说，一个律法师站起来试探耶稣，怎么说呢？就说父子，我该做什么才能承受永生呢？
Now in the time of Jesus, if you are a lawyer in Israel, you are an expert in God's law, and as such, this means that you are either a Bible scholar or perhaps even a theologian.
那么在耶稣那个时候呢，如果你是个律法师，那你就是对神的律法，你是一个专家，对不对？那么这情况下呢，这个律法师一般就肯定是这个文士，或者甚至就像现在说的是神学家。
This man is clearly an expert, for he knows the Old Testament well, and as such, we're going to see more how well he knows about the Old Testament by the question that he posed to Jesus.
确实是个专家，他对旧约很精通，他问耶稣的问题，他都知道应该是怎么回答。
And because he's an expert, therefore he's trying to test Jesus.
他自己是个专家，所以他在想，考一下耶稣的知识有多高。
And notice that this lawyer only called Jesus as a teacher.
请注意啊，这个律法师称呼耶稣呢，只称他夫子。
Most Pharisees in those days called Jesus as teacher. They recognized that he's someone knowledgeable, and yet he is a teacher.
那么在那个时候，我们也知道，耶稣那个时候呢，法利赛人也都叫耶稣是夫子。那么这个他也叫夫子。
The reason why they call him teacher is because they don't recognize him as God.
那么他们叫他夫子，实际上有原因的。他们原因是他们不认为耶稣是神。
So as we look at the question of this lawyer, he asks, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
我们再回来这个律法师的问题，他问我当做什么才可以承受永生呢？
Clearly, this is a question that all of us back in those days and today would love to know the answer, no matter what your background or belief system is, right?
这个问题呢，实际上我们所有人都想知道答案的，不管你是什么样的信仰，不管你从哪里来，你当然也都想知道这个答案。
Every religion talks about how you can inherit eternal life some way, or how you can go to heaven in some sense.
那么所有的宗教系统都会告诉你，你得救又怎么样？你将来到天堂又怎么去？
However, if you think about this, there is a problem pertaining to the manner that this question is asked.
那么你回头思想呢？这个人问这个问题的这个方式呢是有问题的。
Do you see what is the problem of this question?
那么这个问题又有什么问题呢？
This question posed by the Jewish lawyer suggests if there is something one can do to gain eternal life. He says, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
那么这个问题实际上是在讲啊，你一个人如果你做了什么事，你就可以多永生了。这个就是说你就要做得永生。
This of course is a clearly a typical understanding of not just Judaism, you know, the religion of the Jews, but also many other religions today.
那么这个呢，确实是一个那时候犹太教就是这么想的。现在和世界上很多宗教同样是这么想，你可以做些事来得永生。
Every religion tells you that you must do something in order to be safe. Islam, Buddhism, and even in some sense of Catholicism tells you that too.
那么，所任何一个宗教都会告诉你，你要做一些什么样的事，你才能够得到永生啊！不管是穆斯林教，还是佛教，甚至天主教一些神学理念也是这样。
What was Jesus' response to this lawyer?
那么耶稣的回答是什么？
He answered the lawyer's question with a question.
那么他回答这个律法师的问题呢，是用一个问题来回答。
Isn't this very typical of Jesus?
那么耶稣好像很常见啊，在耶稣身上。
It almost seems that he never really gives you a straight answer a lot of times when you read the Bible, especially in his conversation with some of these Pharisees.
那么你读圣经的时候，你会看见耶稣呢回答，对，特别是回答别人问题，回答这些法利赛人的问题呢，从来不是 直接了当的就回答。
He was trying to test Jesus, but now Jesus posed a question to him to test him. What is written in the law?
那么这个人呢，想试探耶稣。那么耶稣呢，反而倒过来就考试这个人，就说：“你这在这个律法中有什么什么写的呢
？”How do you read it?
那么你念的又是什么呢？
By asking this question, Jesus is pointing this lawyer back to the Word of God.
那么耶稣用这个问题实际上是把他指回到神的话语上。
Obviously, this lawyer is an expert, so he knows the answer well. He said in verse 27, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself."
那么这个律法是自然是个专家了，所以他知道他问题的答案，所以他就讲了。比如说你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神又要爱邻舍如同自己
And this is a very good answer because it came straight from God's law from Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 to 5 and Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18
这是一个标准答案因为这是直接从神的话语从圣经里来的啊生命记的第六章四节五节和利未记的十九章十八节都是这么说的。
This lawyer's answer is exactly correct. If he's studying for an exam, he will get an A for this answer.
那么，这个他的回答呢，确实是标准答案。如果他是考试的话，他会得 A 的。
You know, loving God and loving your neighbor is essentially one commandment, summarized from the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament.
那么，爱神。爱人如己，那其实就是一个大的律法，就把所有十诫的律法都概括了。
Jesus said in Matthew 22:37-40, saying that the Ten Commandments of the Old Testament can be summarized to loving God and loving your neighbor.
耶稣也在马太福音二十二章。三十七节到四十节啊，对大家说过啊，十诫可以总结为啊一个诫命，就是说要爱主你的神，爱人如己。
You know, Jesus knew that this lawyer had given a good answer, so he told him that he had answered correctly, and now do this, and you will live.
耶稣当然知道这个律法师回答的很好，很正确，所以他就告诉他。你回答的对了，但是呢，你现在呢，你要这样行，你就必得永生了。
This means that the lawyer all he had to do is to inherit eternal life is to love God wholeheartedly with all his mind, all his soul, and to love his neighbor as himself.
那么这也就是说，这个律法师呢，要想得永生，很简单，只要尽心尽意尽力爱主爱神，然后爱人如己就可以了。
Isn't this a simple solution to the question?
那么，这个对这个问题是不是很简单的一个答案呢？
However, there is just one problem to it.
那么现在还是有问题的。
What is this problem? Why is it a problem?
那么这个问题又是什么呀？
You see, God demands us to love Him wholeheartedly, as He says here, loving Him wholeheartedly all the time, and to love our neighbor with the same intense love as we love ourselves. Meaning that, you know, if we want to love our neighbor, love someone next to us here, we have to love this person as much as we love ourselves.
这个问题呢，就神要求我们爱神要全心，爱人要如己，啊，就像我们爱自己那么强烈一样，而且呢，要时时刻刻。
And the problem is this, simply as this.Who can do it all the time?
那么这问题呢就来了，就谁才能够做这个事，时时刻刻的爱神又爱人如己
？If you're honest with yourself, can you do it?
如果你对自己是很诚实的话，你自己想想，你能不能做到
？Can you love God every single time with the same intense passion for Him, being wholeheartedly being loving Him with all your soul and all your might? And can you love your neighbor?As you love yourself all the time, can you do it?
你时时刻刻，你是不是能爱神？你真是全尽心尽意尽力的爱神， 爱你的邻居，你时时刻刻的能做到，就像爱自己一样，你能做到。
The reason is no. The answer is no, because no one can do it because of our sin, because of our sinful nature.
我们回答，我们要诚实回答，只能说，只能说没有一个人可以，因为我们都有罪，我们都有罪性。
We are all born with a sinful nature, as you know, a corruption of our nature, for we lost the ability to do good.
我们一生下来就有这个罪性，我们的性格里没有这个一直做好事的这个能力。
You know, we still have the freedom to do good. We can go ahead and try to do good, but we lost the ability. You know, we are free to do it, but we don't have the ability to carry this out.
我们确实是有我们的自由意志，我们可以想出去做好事、做善事，但是呢，我们做这个善事的能力呢，已经给失去了。
And this is what a Westminster Confession of Faith also affirms.
那么啊，信仰的信条呢，也这么说的。
You know, you can try on your own effort to do good, and sometimes you may succeed, but you cannot succeed all the time, which is a big problem to us, because the law of God demands perfection.
我们确实也可以出去尝试着做好事，有时候也能成功，但是我们绝对不可能时时刻刻永远的成功，因为我们还是亏欠神。因为神要求我们完美。
See, way from the beginning, the law of God offers salvation to anyone who can fully satisfy its demands, right? But none could accomplish that after Adam sinned, after Adam failed. Right at the beginning, Adam could do it. But then, when he fell, when he sinned, no one after him, no one can do that, can fulfill the law of God.
那么神确实给了我们的救恩，而且呢，我们都可以满足。如果满足神的要求的话，我们都可以得到救恩。但是呢，自从亚当犯了罪以后，我们都没有这个能力，我们都不可能完美，我们就失去了这个救恩。
As Philip Ryken, a former pastor of 10 Presbyterian Church, said, "We can never be saved by keeping the law, not because there's anything wrong with the law. The law is, there's nothing wrong with it. It's perfect. But because there is something wrong with us."
有位牧师，就是第十长老会的牧师，叫 Philip Ryken， 他说，我们呢，只靠守律法是不可能得救的，倒不是因为这个法律有什么问题，而是呢，我们自己有问题。
You know, basically, the answer from the lawyer, this answer from the lawyer is simple, right? Love God wholeheartedly and love your neighbor as yourself. But the action to carry it out is more complicated than you think.
那么，这个律法师这个问题是很简单的，回答也是很简单的，但是这个把这个行住了。就很难了，就很复杂。
And do you see what Jesus is trying to do here? He is trying to lay down an impossible challenge designed to drive us sinners, you know, all of us as sinners, to seek a savior. He's doing this to this lawyer to make him realize that there's no way he could do it.
你现在你们看出来耶稣的苦心了，用心了。他实际上讲这个是有一个很，就是说是你不可能完成的任务，但是这个挑战，不可能完成的挑战，使得我们所有的罪人都要寻找一位救主，只有寻找一位救主，我们才能得救。
Let's go to our next question. Who is my neighbor?
那下面我们就来看第二个问题，就是谁是我的邻舍呢？
See, one of the uses of the law is to reveal sin.
那么律法的一个功用就是向我们显示罪是什么。
You know, it reveals sin in a sense that it tells us how sinful we are because we cannot obey this law.
就要让我们知道知罪，让我们知道我们的罪性有多大，因为我们确实没办法完成这个律法。
If you read Romans chapter 7, it basically affirms what I just said.
如果你读了罗马书七章的话，就是讲这我刚才说的。
And because it reveals sin as such, it should lead you and I towards repentance and to embrace His Son, Jesus.
那么，如果他确实让我们知罪的话，那他就会带领我们去悔改，然后去领导我们去神的儿子耶稣那里去。
But you read how did the lawyer respond to Jesus?
那么现在你读圣，你回到圣经来，你说这个律法师是怎么回答耶稣的呢？
You see, if the law is to reveal sin, means that this lawyer should have admitted that he is a sinner and cannot love God the way he demands, and he could not love anyone as much as himself, right?
如果他真的读懂圣经的话，他应该承认他确实是个罪人，他不可能爱神就像神要求的那样，他也不可能爱人如己。
Jesus gave him an impossible answer to salvation.
耶稣给他的回答啊，对救恩的回答，实际上这个事情是不可能做的。
But what did you read about the response of this lawyer? Did he repent?
那么，现在回答那个律法师的回答，他悔改了吗？
No. Instead, this man wanted to justify his answer and ask Jesus another question.
那么这个人没有悔改，他还要显明自己有理，所以他又问耶稣下面的问题。
You see, he's still trying to find a way to achieve eternal life on his own work, on his own doing.
他还是在想，我得永生，我承受永生，用我自己的力量，用我自己的事工就可以得永生。
Perhaps if you think about it, had this guy, this lawyer, admitted his sin and repent over it, Jesus would have explained the true way of salvation to him.
如果倒过来想，如果这个人真的悔改了，向耶稣认罪了，耶稣或许就真的会告诉他，你要承受永生该怎么行。
You know, if he would have admitted his wrong and sin, Jesus would have told him, "See, you can't do it. Now this is the way. I'm going to teach you on how to inherit eternal life. On what you can do to inherit eternal life."
如果他真认罪了，耶稣真的会告诉他，这样吧。你既然认罪，我会告诉你，你得永生的你怎么样才能得到永生？
This true way of salvation, which basically would be something like, you know, which is not what you can do, but what I, Jesus, has done for you to save you.
这个救恩不是说你的行为，而是我耶稣为你做的。
But of course, this lawyer is did not repent, and so he tries to justify his answer, and he asks Jesus in verse 29, says, "And who is my neighbor?"
那么当然，这个律法师没有悔改，那他还要显明自己有理，所以他就问耶稣这个问题了。那谁是我的邻舍呢？
Do you see what he's trying to do here?
那么你看出来他这个律法师在做什么吗？
He knows the impossibility to love everyone, so he tried to put a limit to the amount of people he wanted to show love to, so that he can still fulfill the law to inherit eternal life.
那么他知道他不可能爱所有人，他就在所有人画了一个圈，然后这个心就说，我如果能够做到我周围的人，我的邻舍我爱够了，那我大概就也能得永生。
You see, an example to this maybe is that he's trying to ask Jesus, "Who is my neighbor? Is my neighbor my family members? If that's the case, yeah, I love my family members all the time. So that means that I fulfill the law, isn't it?"
那么他也许会这么想，他说：“你看，你说邻舍是不是就我的家人呢？如果你说是我的家人，那当然我爱我的家人，是无时无刻的全心全意的爱我的家人。那这样我就能得永生了。”
You see, Philip Ryken says again in this passage, he says, this is what always happens when we try to be saved by our own works.
那再回到这个 Ryken 牧师的写的文章里面，他就说，如果我们真的是想啊用自己的行为称义的话，得救的话，这就是经常要发生的事情。
You see, he says that this is what always happens when we try to be saved by our own works, rather than upholding the law to its perfection, rather than obeying everything to its perfection, we always try to undermine the law by reducing it to something that we think that we may be able to keep.
我们不是高举这个律法，那就是啊，我们的行为合乎这个律法，全美的啊，而是呢，我们这个把这个律法呢降低一点，降低到我们自己能够做的这个范围。
So did Jesus give in to the lawyer?
那么耶稣啊，给这个啊，就说是向这个律法师投降了没有？
Did he say, okay, I'll give you a limit so that you can fulfill it and be safe?
那么耶稣会就说啊，那我把这个爱人如己这个范围圈画在一个小圈里，那你就可以得救了。
No.
没有。
Instead, he told him a story.
那么耶稣呢，讲一个故事。
You know, he told him about this parable of a good Samaritan.
就讲这个好撒玛利亚的那个故事。
What this parable shows, I'm going to summarize to you, is a man who most likely is a Jew went to Jericho and was robbed and beaten, leaving him half dead.
这个故事是在讲呢，大概就是一个犹太人呢，他从耶路撒冷要到耶利哥去，然后在这路上呢，被强盗抢了，被打了，被打了半死，就扔在路上。
As this man is lying there half dead on the street, a priest saw him, but passes by without offering any help.
他在路上躺着都半死，一个祭司走过来，但是呢，就从旁边绕过去了，没有给他任何的帮助。
And a Levite did the same thing, possibly because, if you think about it, it may be because of the tradition of the Jews that would not allow them to touch a dead corpse.
那么一个利未人呢，也做了同样的事。他做这件事呢，也是有原因的啊，因为犹太人的律法是不允许他们碰这个尸体。
This man is not dead, but he may look like a dead corpse because he's badly beaten, lying there helpless. Maybe he can't even utter a voice.
这个人呢，也许没死，但是他被打得很重，半死，也就是躺在那儿，一动也不动，也不能讲话。
Then came a Samaritan, who is a half-bred.Half-breed Jew.
那么这个现在呢，来了一个撒玛利亚人。这个撒玛利亚呢，不是纯净的犹太人血统的，只有半个犹太人的血统。
See, the Jews in those days had a long-standing of hatred towards the Samaritan, so they were supposed to be enemies, the Jews and the Samaritans. Okay.
然后在那个时候呢，犹太人和是看不起撒玛利亚人的。恨撒玛利亚人，他们算是仇敌吧。
See, unlike the other two who failed to offer any help, this Samaritan guy, as the passage suggests, saw the badly beaten man, and verse 33 said he had compassion on him.
不像其他的两个人，这个撒玛利亚人呢，看见了这一位被打得半死的人，他呢就动了慈心。
This word he had compassion on him is the same exact word.As it described Jesus, who had compassion on all of us, it is the same exact word.
那这里这个动了慈心这个词，动了慈心的这个词，它是和耶稣对我们所有人有慈心的这个 compassion 是同一个词。
Verse 34 says he went to him and bound.His wounds pouring oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn to take care of him. And not only that, this Samaritan extended his compassion even further by paying for all the bills and whatever that's necessary to make sure that this badly beaten Jew is well taken care of.
那么这个撒玛利亚人呢，就动了慈心，上前来用酒 和油啊，把他那个伤口啊整好，还也包裹，然后让他到自己的那个驴上面，然后不光这样，还把他带到店里去，然后呢还给那个店主钱，然后呢使得这个犹太人能够康复，能够有机会能够恢复。
What is the implication of this parable then?
那么这段经文究竟在指什么呢？
You see, in Matthew, in the Sermon of the Mount, in Matthew, from Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7, in the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus taught, especially in Matthew chapter 6, from 43 to 48, he taught the same exact command that says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But he expanded it to include not just the people you like, or the people that looks good, or the people that looks clean, or the people that you love. But he also include your enemies.
那么在登山宝训，也就是在马太福音第五章到第七章里面耶稣的教导实际上就是把旧约的实践发挥好延续。然后呢，耶稣特别是在马太福音的第五章四十三节、四十八节，告诉我们，你应该爱你的邻舍。而且耶稣呢，把这个还扩展开了，不光包括那些你喜欢的人，那些医者比较好的人，还要包括你的敌人。
This means that loving your neighbor does not stop with just neighbor, but includes the command, "You shall love your enemies."
这也就是说，爱你的邻舍不仅仅是停留在你的邻舍那里，还要包括你的敌人，你要爱你的仇敌。
Isn't it hard enough, if you ask this question, isn't it hard enough to love all the people we like, you know? But now, it is even harder because this command also includes loving our enemies.
你会想啊，我们爱我们喜欢的人就很难了，我们要真是全心爱人如己，用在爱我们喜欢的人就不太可能了。现在你还要让我们爱我们的仇敌。
You see, Jesus is not giving this lawyer a break in his answer. You know, you want a limit? No. I'll give you what this actually means. It means even more than what you think, which is to love not only the people you like, but also to love your enemies.
耶稣并没有让这个律法师很容易的就脱离开他的问题。耶稣不光光是讲你要爱你的邻舍，还包括了你要爱你的仇敌。
You see, this is what it is about God's law. It demands perfection. It is perfect. It cannot be taken lightly, and it cannot be reduced in any manner.
这也就是说，神的律法是完美的，我们不可能把它降低，我们不可能把它变得不完美。
If it asks you to love God wholeheartedly, you are called to love God wholeheartedly, not just whenever you want or not just when you feel like it.
如果神要求我们尽心尽意爱神的话，就是要求我们尽心尽意爱神所有的时间，而不是我想的时候我就爱我的神。
And if it calls you to love your enemies as yourself, then you are called to love your enemies. There's no limit to it. You can't reduce it.
这里要爱你的仇敌，就真的就是爱你的仇敌，那没有限制。
But perhaps, you know, if you think about this, one of the greatest example of loving your enemies, of loving your neighbor as yourself and loving your enemies, come from this story of five missionaries who went to share the gospel to a local tribe in the jungle of Ecuador in 1950s.
那么这个爱你的仇敌这个故事还在近代也显现出来，就是曾经有五个宣教士到埃瓜多尔的那个热带雨林里向那些土著人分享福音，这是在发生在1950年左右的事情。
I'm very impressed that most of our youth actually knows about this story because they studied it before. Right?
我们那个年轻人呢，实际上都知道，已经讲过这个故事，他们都知道。
But you see, this story was so popular and so important that it was even made in a movie. It's called End of the Spear, if you want to rent it.
这个故事呢，确实也很感人，很重要。它还有个电影，这个电影呢叫做 End of the Spear, 就是剑的头。
So, the story is that these five guys, five American guys, went from America to Ecuador with the burden to reach out to a local tribe in Ecuador. This local tribe had no education. They had no nothing. They lived in a jungle. Okay?
那么这就说呢，有五个美国人，他呢就是这个美国人呢，他到南美去，想和南美那些住在热带雨林里没有受过教育的土著人分享福音。
So before they made any progress, the local tribe killed every one of them because they felt threatened by these foreigners.
那么这些人去了，他还没有做什么事呢，但这些土著人就把他们都杀了。
Back in America, everyone lamented on this tragic incident, and some even want to take revenge.
那么在美国呢，确实很多人都很悲痛、很伤心，有些人甚至想复仇。
Do you know what happened to the wives of these slain missionaries?
那么这五个传宣教士他们的太太又是怎么回应的呢？
They not only forgave the attackers, but they also went with their children to live in the jungle of Ecuador to continue the work started by their husbands.
他们不仅仅是饶恕了这些人，而且呢，他还带着他们的孩子们到这个热带雨林里和这些土著人一起生活，然后完成继续他们丈夫所开始的工作施工。
They live with those who killed their husbands, hoping to make contact with them so that they may come to learn about the gospel of Jesus.
他们到那里和那些人一起住，这些人都包括杀了他们丈夫的人。他们去那里就是想让那些人知道耶稣基督这个福音。
Eventually, many came to know the Lord, and a church was started there.
那么最后呢，确实有很多人认识了神，一个教会也在那里建立起来。
And as such, this is what I just emphasized earlier. Love your neighbor as yourself. This is what it entails.
那么这就是要爱你的邻舍对我们的要求是什么？
But if you think about this, how is it possible for these people to be able to do such a thing? For these women to be able to do such a thing?
那么你再想一想，这些太太们、这些父母，他们有什么样的信心才去做这些事呢？
What drives them?
那么他们的力量从哪里来？
We come to our third and final question. Who is the good neighbor?
那么我们就来到第三个问题，谁是好邻舍呢？
After telling the parable, Jesus asked the lawyer, which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?
耶稣讲了这个好撒玛利亚人的这个比喻，就问这个律法师，那么这三个人里面哪一个是邻舍呢？
Guess what the lawyer answered? The one who showed mercy.
那么这个律法师回答怎么回答呢？是怜悯他的。
You see, this parable shows us our deep need for the gospel.
这个比喻实际上在告诉我们，我们对福音的需求多么的大。
This parable, you know, talks about doing good. But if you look at the context of this passage from the beginning, the lawyer asked Jesus what he can do to save himself, to inherit eternal life.
你注意到了没有？一开始这个律法师问的什么问题呢？就是说我该做什么才可以承受永生。
Jesus merely points him to the answer written in the law, right?
耶稣呢就把他指回到在律法上又是怎么写的呢？
In other words, if you begin by thinking that you're capable of doing something to inherit eternal life, then know that this is what you must do every time.
那么，换句话说，如果你在想我如果能够 靠我自己的行为做什么事我们可以承受永生，那你应该知道你要在做任何的事后面都要那么做。
We talk about this is God's standard of perfection.
因为这是神律法的完美。
And he demands from all of it from all of us every time.
他要求我们无时无刻每一件事上都要完美。
But if you realize that it is impossible, that you are not perfect enough to fulfill this on your own, and therefore not able to fulfill this, I hope your response is to seek Jesus, because he fulfilled it perfectly. He was the only perfect person in this world that could do it, and not the response of the lawyer who tries to reduce the law, undermine the law. To try to fulfill it.
你真的是能够认识到，你确确实实不能够所有的时间都能够完成神所对你的要求。那么我希望呢，你的回答呢，不要像这个律法师一样，你应该去寻找耶稣。
What Jesus came to do is to fulfill the requirement of the law for you, and not to weaken the law so that you can still fulfill it on your own.
因为耶稣已经把那个律法的要求完美无缺的已经给我们为我们就是完成了这个神对我们的要求。
It's not like Jesus did 50% for you so that you can do the other 50%. That's not the way we think.
不是耶稣只做了50%，然后剩下50%要你自己做，不是这样的。
Came to fulfill it in full with his life.
耶稣已经把这个律法的要求完完全全的100%的成全。
Look to Jesus and embrace him.
让我们来寻找耶稣，拥抱耶稣。
And when you have done that, you can finally learn to rely on him to help you to love God wholeheartedly and to love your neighbor as yourselves.
你认识耶稣，拥抱了耶稣，这时候你才可以依靠耶稣来帮助你爱神，以尽心尽意尽性尽力爱神。
As such, we are called to love God out of our love for him and obedience towards him.
我们要尽心完全的爱神，而且要顺服神。
Why do we love him then?
那么我们为什么要爱神呢？
Because he first shown us love and his kindness to us, so that we can learn how to love him back.
因为他先爱了我们，先有怜悯给我们，这样我们才会回头回应他的爱。
Remember in Romans 5:8 says, "But God shown his love for us in that while we were still sinners, while we were still his enemies, Christ died for us."
请大家记住罗马书5:8，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
As such, when we think about for obeying these commandments and look learning from Jesus to obey these commandments, we now do it in a manner of faith and not by our own works, by trusting in the one who has done it for us.
当我们回想耶稣为我们受死，耶稣完成全了律法，我们就应该爱神。
Because of what he did for us, we now have the ability to do good through the Holy Spirit and becomes the good neighbor that this passage, this parable suggests.
只有神爱了我们，我们才能够通过耶稣基督做一些善功。
And finally, as a result of this, we can now take heed the words of Jesus to the lawyer. You go do likewise.
那么这里我们就应该思念耶稣对律法师怎么说的，你要这样行去吧。
These words were once impossible for us because of our sin, because of trying to fulfill it on our own, but now they are no longer impossible, for if we believe in Jesus, we are given the Holy Spirit to help us.
这句话如果是在过去，你去照样行吗？我们是没办法行的。 但是用耶稣基督，我们现在可以这么行。
As such, he calls you to be a good neighbor to the people you come across every day, not counting how they look, whether they are black, whether they are poor, whether they are rich, or whether they are sick, you know, or whether they are Muslim, whether they are anything. You know, basically Jesus says that you love the person that you come across each day, not counting what they look or what social status they are.
那么这样，我们爱我们的邻舍，那我们的邻舍就可以是所有的人，不管他啊医者好坏如何，不管他还是富有还是贫穷，也不管他还是不是有其他的信仰，比如说穆斯林。但是耶稣告诉我们，我们应该爱我们的邻舍，我们要做一个好邻舍。
And as a church, let us spur one another to do good, as the Bible says. Let us spur one another, encourage one another as a family, as a church, for we are all part of the body of Christ.
那么我们在一个教会里面，让我们相互帮助，让我们相互鼓励，我们都能够做神的善工，也能够帮助那些有需求的人。
Let us welcome people who may look different than us.
让我们能够欢迎外面的人，他们也许跟我们不一样。
Who may not dress like us.
或者他们穿着跟我们不一样。
Who may not believe in the same political ideas than us.
或者他们在那个政治上的那个理念跟我们不一样。
Who maybe not even Chinese.
或者他们也许不是中国人。
Let us love our neighbors.
让我们爱我们的邻舍。
That also includes the ones whom we hate.
也包括那些我们也许我们恨的那些人。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, I pray that as we continue to learn from you, Lord, you would guide us and change our hearts and know that, Lord, none of us could ever obey your commandments without you, first of all, saving us.And helping us to understand it.
再次天父，感谢你，确确实实感谢你赐下的美好的话语。如果没有你的话语，没有你的帮助，我们就不可能做爱我们的医生。
We cannot save ourselves, as what this lawyer tries to do.
我们不可能自己救自己的。
Only you can.
只有你才能救我。
Help us look to you, Jesus.
让我们再看你吧。
Ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.